Say hello to Greg Schroeder. He is the conductor, and he's also one of the participants in the Handbell Festival concert presented by the Southeast Wisconsin ELCA this Saturday. Hey, good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Good. So you do play the bells. I was telling you off the air, our church has a handbell group. And when they come on, my wife always says, oh, you're not going to want to miss this. Sit down, because she knows I love watching them. I love listening, but I just love watching how they do it with the bells. Now, I told you, one woman at my left, has four different bells. The guy at the right's got two. I can handle two, but four. And she never looks at the bells when she picks them up. And if you pick up the wrong bell and you ring it, it's going to sound really bad to the audience. So how long have you been doing that for?
I'm coming up on 10 years of directing this handbell choir. It's been a great time. You know, when I came into doing this, you know, I'm actually, you know, a music teacher and I play trumpet. And so when I came into this church at Mount Pleasant, you know, I was saying, you know, hey, if you need a trumpet player, I'm here. Let me know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. What about directing handbells? I'm like, whoa, I've never done that before. But I've been doing it for 10 years now, so it's been quite a ride.
Yeah, but we get a jazz band here at Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church. We'll let you know. Right now we need a handbell guy.
Perfect.
Okay, so how many people do you have in the handbell choir itself?
Our handbell choir is 11 members. Typically anywhere from 8 to 12 members is usually about the max for most handbells in this area. But for this festival, we've got five different churches performing with us.
Whoa.
So we have almost 50 ringers going to be ringing at this festival.
Now, when you set up who's going to ring which bells, if somebody says, oh, I want to handle four of them, do you look at that person and say, no, you can't handle four. Let's move on. I mean, is certain type of person can handle four bells at one time?
Yeah, usually, you know, a lot of these people are usually instrumentalists, you know, if they were like a piano player before, or maybe they played percussion and band before, you know, they have really good reading skills and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Then yeah, I'll be like, yeah, sure, take on some more bells. You know, some other people, not so much, you know, it depends on their ability. But yeah, it just really depends on how they're feeling about it and able to read the music.
I was telling you off the air too, I took piano lessons. And when you do piano, every note, you're going to have to read it because every note's a different sound. When you read music for handbells, is it like reading music on a piano scale on the sheet music? Or is it just, you know, ding, ding, ding? I mean, how does that work? I never saw sheet music for handbells.
Yeah, so essentially it really is like piano sheet music. There's a treble clef and a bass clef, just like a piano, except, you know, normally piano is going to go with the 10 fingers, so depending on how much of an octave that is for those hands. But for handbells, we can have 2, 3, 4, even 5 octaves. So there's a ton of notes on the page, but essentially the player just needs to worry about their 2 notes or 3 notes or whatever they're playing. And all the different terminology and all the different effects that we do during the handbell when we play, the music can get kind of, you know, busy, but essentially just worrying about your couple notes and everyone does their part, and it's like a huge piano, but with a handbell.
That's a good way to look at it. It's a huge piano with 15 people.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So I also noticed when they're doing the handbells, at certain times they hold it straight up so the bell top is facing the ceiling. Other times they smash it on the covered table to get a sound effect. Now, what is the, when they hold it straight up, does that hold the sound a little longer?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a clapper inside of the bell, and every time it strikes, the bell vibrates. So depending on how loud or how long we want the bell to play, we'll have to hold it at a certain angle. When you're talking about hitting a table, all of our tables usually have foam on it, and so there's special effects called, like, a martellato, where we strike the table, and it kind of gives them a plunking sound.
Yeah.
Or maybe we want a shorter sound. We'll use mallets, or we'll put a thumb on the back of the bell so it's a little more staccato sounding. So there's a lot of cool effects that we can make for a simple handbell.
Sounds like a lot of work. Now, to get the difference, I noticed the woman on my left who has got the four bells, they're smaller. The guy who's all the way on the right who's got two, a lot bigger. So what is that, like a bass sound, a deeper sound? I just noticed the different sides of the bells.
Right, yeah. The bigger the instrument, the lower the sound. So usually on the right side, that's where we'll have our bass bells. And so they get quite large. So, yeah, you're going to need some muscles to ring those guys. And then all the way on the left side, we'll have the really tiny bells, and those are the extremely high bells. So don't need as much muscle for that. So depends on what bell you're playing.
Now, how do they look at you, the conductor, and the sheet music at the same time? And I never see them look at the bells. I watch that gal on the left, because on my left, because she's got four, and it just amazes me how she keeps, and she does it very fast too. And you got to put them down in the exact order you pick them up. If you don't, you got a problem in a few moments. She always puts them down. She doesn't bang them into each other. She never takes her eye off the music. So how do they watch you, the music, and the bells at the same time?
Well, you know, that's the dream of having them look at me for once in a while to make sure they're all together. You know, it really depends on the experience of the bells and the players. But yeah, looking at the music, they should have a good understanding of their bells. It's like I said, those are like piano keys. Typically, they'll have two bigger bells, which are like the white keys, the main bells that they're going to play the most. And the black keys are kind of like the sharps and flats, so sometimes they will have to play those, sometimes they won't. So they're kind of honed in on their two bells, and then sometimes they'll have to shift to a different bell depending on the key of the music. But yeah, the hope and the goal is that they would look up a little bit so they know where the tempo is, so they're all staying together. But yeah, sometimes they're glued to that music. Really depends on the player.
And these are specially manufactured bells. These aren't the bells you ring dinner time. You know, that's not the same bell. These are specially manufactured. No. I think they're probably expensive, too.
Oh, very, very expensive. Yeah, once you have them, they'll last you a lifetime.
If you take care of them.
Right.
Okay, let's review here. We've got it's the Southeast Wisconsin ELCA Handbell Festival Concert. It's coming up this Saturday, April 18th. The concert is free, but it's a free will offering type concert where you can give as much or as little as you'd like. We can give nothing if you feel that way, but it's a free will offering. Again, Saturday, April 18th, 2 p.m. at Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church. It's 1700 Green Bay Road in Racine. Getting ready for all that construction?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
Tell me about it. The radio station is getting landlocked. Pretty soon they'll have to parachute me in the morning to get around here. Well, this is very good. I love the handbell concerts at our church, and I love listening to them. It's very soothing, and it's just beautiful to listen to. It's very calming, too.
We have a wide variety of music. Like I said, we have five different churches coming in together. We've got pieces that are going to be played by solo churches. We've got mass bell pieces. We even got some songs with organ and flutes. I mean, it's going to be a great time.
You playing A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles? No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, you know, next time.
We didn't have enough time for that one. People are looking forward to this. The bell's ringing, 2 p.m. Saturday, April 18th, this Saturday at Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church. Again, it's a free will offering concert. And bring the family and just get ready to relax and be soothed by some great music from the handbell concert. 15 people. I'm used to like four or five. I can't imagine 15 of them. Whoa, that's pretty neat.
Hey, well, 50.
Did you say 50 people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said 15. Because I'm looking at this picture here, and it looks like a lot more than 15. Whoa, 50 people. That's how many bells? It's at least 50.
So I'm going to have at least 100-something hand bells. But yeah, 50 ringers, yep.
Whoa. I got to see that.
You'll have fun.
Yeah. All right, Greg Schroeder, everybody, and he's the conductor, also plays the bells. And again, one more time, it's the Southeast Wisconsin ELCA Handbell Festival Concert. 50, I thought you said 15, 50 handbell ringers, 2 p.m. this Saturday. It's a free will concert at the Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church, 1700 Green Bay Road in Racine. Gregory, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it this morning.
Appreciate it, Don.